Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Despite a strong campaign, Northfield and Dundas said no to the multi-million dollar Cannon River Civic Center. In Northfield, the vote was 55.4% to 44.5%, the difference being just over 1,000 votes. The benefits of a new civic center weren't enough to satisfy those who felt the price tag was just too much. Administrator Martig commented on the closeness of the vote.
Still a ways off from approval, but yet I think that says that there was a lot of support for it.
Commenting on the current arena.
This is on our strategic plan to figure out a solution to the arena, and we've still got two more years on that, so it's not going to go away. And we're going to continue to go back to say, okay, that didn't work. What do we do from here? We have to look at some solutions.
In Dundas, where they were voting only on the half-cent sales tax and the vehicle excise tax, the vote was much closer, with 51% voting no to 49% yes. With 62% of the vote, it was a yes for the Northfield School District's $41 million referendum. Total numbers were 88-74 to 53-82. It was a much tighter vote in the townships. After last year's $109 million ask, Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said they really reached out to the community to find out what they could vote for. He commented this morning.
We adjusted, we listened to people, we got information out in some different ways than we had before, and so 62%, 62.25%, if you want to be exact, 37.75% against. And so we are so grateful for the voters and for their confidence in the school district.
The plan will move forward with a new elementary school on the grounds of Greenvale Park. That building will then be turned into an early childhood learning center. There will also be some improvements to other buildings. The Randolph School District also said yes to a $6.8 million referendum. The dollars will fund an expansion project at the district's K-12 school, much of it for a 12-classroom addition and school safety. The vote was 56% to 44%. And voters in the Waterville-Elysian-Morristown School District approved $19.3 million for security, HVAC, maintenance, and academic upgrades. That vote was almost 63% to 37%. Northfield Councilor-at-Large incumbent Greg Colby was ousted handily by Clarice Grappa. In Northfield's Ward 4, Jessica Peterson-White led John Dennison by 900 votes, and in Ward 1, Susie Nicasian ran unopposed. The city will be canvassing the votes next week, and swearing in takes place in January. Administrator Martig commented,
"All of our elected officials make significant sacrifices in our community. It takes some bravery to go out there and be out in the public and take policy positions and work for the community. I know all of them put in a lot of hours and take their roles very seriously."
In Dundas, the incumbents took the races. Mayor Glenn Switzer ran unopposed, and councilors Grant Midori and Larry Fowler just beat out first-time candidate Kelly Ludvigson. In Randolph's mayoral race, Robert Appelgren was reelected with 53.5% to Marie Jacobs' 45.5%. Republican Josh Gare did well in the surrounding townships for House District 20B seat, but it was not enough. It was Northfield's race to win, with Northfielder and DFL candidate Todd Lippert taking over the seat being vacated by David Bly with 68% of the vote. In District 24B, incumbent Republican Brian Daniels won the race over Yvette Marthaler with 62%. All in all, voters turned out in droves, considering it was a midterm election. We spoke with local Northfield precinct judges who were reporting numbers they typically only see in presidential elections. And early voting was well above average. We'll have more on that from City Clerk Deb Little. For all the results and the breakdowns of precincts, go to the Minnesota Secretary of State website and search election results. News from around the state is next.